I'm Alex Berg. I'm from Calgary, Canada, and I'm 17 years old.
Who are you driving for, Alex?
Fortech Motorsports.
Fortech. Alex, really good to welcome you to the British F4 Championship, all the way from Calgary in Canada. You're looking forward to the season?
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to running with Fortech. They're a great team with lots of history. British F4 is a fantastic championship, and it's going to be really great.
Excellent. Why F4? Why this time around, Alex?
Well, I've ran in F4 US for the past 2 years, and I think, as everybody knows, over here in Europe and in Britain especially, the competition in terms of driving is far superior than really anywhere else. So I come from North America to go over here racing in Europe because I want to improve my skills as a driver. I believe I can do really well.
So before you jumped in F4 machinery across the pond, what's your racing history? Karting?
Yeah, I started in karting back in 2015. And I won a scholarship for Mazda to race in the Spectrum X5 series in 2021, and in 22 and 23 raced in F4.
Okay. How have you got to grips with Silverstone today? It's wet this morning, dry this afternoon. It's putting a smile on your face.
Yeah. It's been fun. I raced at the Walter Hughes Trophy last year with Team Canada, as well as the Formula Ford Festival. So I've had experience on the Silverstone National Track before, and the drying wet conditions aren't a whole lot of fun, but wet, either full wet or either full dry, is a lot of fun.
How are you going about learning the circuits over here? Have you driven many of them before?
No, I really haven't driven many of them. They're great circuits. They're a lot different from the ones over back at home. A lot more new, I should say. Something more along the lines of FIA Grade A spec. But they're definitely different, and I'm coming through challenges that I haven't had to face before. But it's been a lot of fun, and I love driving over here.
Are you getting plenty of sim time to learn the circuits that you haven't been to yet?
Yeah. I actually live about a mile and a half from the Fortech shop up at Daventry, so I run there every morning and spend a lot of my time on the sim.
And the rest of the time in the gym, I suspect.
Yeah, which they also have over there.
Obviously, the championship here last season was incredibly close. On paper, looking at all of you drivers again this year and the times today, it's going to be a close, challenging, competitive season this year. Have you had a chance to weigh up the opposition yet?
What do you mean by that, weigh up the opposition?
As in, take stock, have a look at them, have a little look and think, okay, I know what I'm up against.
Yeah, you know, I have, and as before I mentioned, European drivers are just a lot more competitive than over back at home. And it's, I've looked at the competition, and I know it's going to be a really tough year because everybody is performing at their absolute peak. And it's just a different style, different type of racing in a way.
Yes. Have you moved over to here just for the year to live in the UK, just for the season?
Yeah. I'm still working on my plans for 2025, but yeah, okay. I've moved for the season.
Have you got family over here with
no.
you?
No, I don't.
Just on your own?
Yeah, my dad leaves tomorrow, actually. So okay. We've been here for about 10 days. So
right.
Yeah, first time living on my own.
So, well, we'll have to get a group of people together to cheer for you from trackside, won't we?
Just that'd be great.
Really good. Have you set yourself any aspirations, what you hope to achieve by, say, halfway through the season, Alex?
Well, this is only my really second test day, my first full test day. We were up at Knockhill, and I only got a half day due to some other reasons, and the second day got cancelled, but I don't really know where I will lie amongst the competition. Obviously, I think every driver wants to win, and that's ultimately my goal as well. But with that being said, you have to be realistic. I haven't had a whole lot of time in the car. I'm very new to European racing. So, I would like to win, but I haven't quite figured that out yet.
You mentioned a couple of times this difference between sort of North America racing and European racing. What are the fundamental differences, just to help people understand?
Well, in a way, I feel like the driver's a lot more a part of the team over here. So, first of all, the teams are very differently organized, much more organized than back in the States, and it's just a more professional level of racing. I wouldn't say racing back in F4 over there in America is like club level, but it's different over here. I mean, at the British F4 Championship runs with Motorsport UK and the British Touring Car Championship, which is like top level. I mean, everyone loves a BTCC, but it's just very, very much more competitive, and they do things more properly here.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of television coverage over here. You'll be a hero in the UK soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
And hopefully family back home will be able to catch up online and with the audio that we do and on television. That'll be good. So you'll get some support from home.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely marvellous. You're looking forward to the season?
I sure am.
Fantastic. Alex, really good to catch up with you. Have a great season.
Thank you.